You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it's a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is Thursday. It is the 28th of September. I'm doing well. Getting through the old week, aren't we? Right, let's see. It is the Breakfast Show, of course. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Now, let's take a look. I tell you what, somebody who's got a birthday today. Confucius, he say. It's his birthday today. He was born in the year 551 BC. Now, he was a Chinese thinker, of course, and a social philosopher. The philosophy of Confucius emphasized personal and governmental morality. Went out the window, didn't it? Correctness of social relationships, justice and sincerity. He expressed the well-known principle, do not do to others what you do not want done to yourself. One of the earlier versions of the Golden Rule. Confucius, all I can say, where are you when we need you most?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a beautiful day. For me to rock around your way. Oh, number 16.
Sweet nightingale, why do you wake me so? Sweet nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know. It's 2:45. You're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired that I could weep. When all the other birdies are so fast asleep, yeah. Morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep, whatever you say.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine I'm rising up. Just a positive vibe me use and build me up. Overflowing like me hot coffee in a makeup. Ain't no time for easing up. Yeah.
Morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
It's Revelation Day.
Oh, nightingale, you broke a dream or I don't live on my own. Oh, nightingale, I look around but there's nobody home. Rouse yourself and get out of bed. Drag a comb across your sleepy head. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to the sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. Now miss the morning time, back to evening time. It's a message when me use to uplift mankind. Whether you know of the bubble or you know of the wine. Enjoy, it's a beautiful time.
Oh, morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Revelation Day.
Morning is coming. Morning is
is on its way.
On its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
They're quite a good combination, aren't they, really? Sting and Shaggy there, and morning is coming. It is indeed. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we have got coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. He's checked with him yesterday. He's going to come in. Dr. Computer, Alex Newton, will be coming in to chat with us about tech, as we do. So that'll be nice. And also we've got a guest coming in the last hour. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. After this, this comes from Nickelback.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind, and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. If today was your last day. Taste of grain should be a way of life. What's worth the price is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live like you've never lived twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today was your tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. And what you call them friends you never see. Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And what you find that one.
Jerry D.
Baby, falling in love again.
Falling in love again.
Yeah.
of you slows, then increase the pace. Your natural body perfume brightens up any room. One whiff of my spirit's taking up a lift. It feels good when your woman is your best friend, but it's better when you fall in love.
It's called Falling in Love.
Every day I love you more and more and more.
Who remembers Labouche? It's French, by the way, for the mouth. And it's pronounced Labouche, apparently. A German-American Eurodance duo there, best known for the song Be Your Be My Lover. This one, which is Falling in Love, You Won't Forget Me, etc., etc. Isn't that great? Anyway, take a deep breath and relax as we make our way to the shower with Brotherhood of Man.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
Tell you what, I know that's going back a few years. United We Stand, but I tell you what, I wish they'd stop doing that. I don't know how it was for you if you're listening with your car speakers or whatever, but it's one of these tracks where they obviously just invented stereo, and what is got one singer in one ear, another singer in the other ear, and the sort of music is in the background. Wish they just leave things as mono and it's like that. Anyway, it is time. Sorry, I digress because I'm about a minute or so late. Time to get you in the shower for this morning, Thursday morning, if you just joined us. A very good morning. It is the 28th of September, 16, just after 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Hazel Dean is in the shower with you this morning. Guess what? She can't find the soap. She's searching.
Just surprises, someone who I'll understand. I don't need
Tell you what, there she goes. Hazel Dean. And she, I'm sorry, I said she was looking for the soap. Well, of course, she wasn't. She was looking for a man. Don't find many of those hanging around in the shower, do you, these days? 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Now, I mentioned we've got Dr. Computer coming in to chat with us in the 8 o'clock hour, as he does when we talk about tech. In the last hour, we've got Milagros Esquivel, producer of the event, which is the Foodie Night. It's an Asian gastronomy festival. That now for 6 editions has been held within the framework of the Mid-Autumn Festival, also known, of course, as the Moon Festival, celebrated by Asian culture. And, of course, my good lady, oh, by the way, she comes back today. She's been away for 2 weeks up there in San Diego. She, of course, she is Asian. She's originally from Hong Kong but lived in Panama most of her life. So perhaps that's something she'd be interested in doing this year. You never know your luck, do you? 21 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, 89.3 Cool FM.
Thank you.
A couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Renee and good morning to Mary Lou this morning. With us bright and early, Mary Lou, today. It must be wonderful being retired, not knowing what day of the week it is. Lovely to hear from you both. And Renee sent me some pictures. We'll get back to that a little bit later on, of lamb chops. Lamb chops, my favourite meat. I love lamb. I'll just say I'm having lunch with some friends at lunchtime today, going to Gaucho's. They specialise in meat. I hope they've got some lamb, because I'm going to be trying to see if I can confine it and rustle some up. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Imagine Dragons. Follow you.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those glasses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those glasses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. Enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you. But instead I'd be right here coming through.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. ¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Well, we're just a few seconds after the half past seven, so we're going to take a look at some of the international news and a little bit of business for this morning. Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday rejected a stopgap funding bill. This is advancing in the Senate, well, bringing Washington now closer to its fourth partial shutdown of the U.S. government in a decade, with just 4 days to go. Now, that would lead to the furlough of hundreds of thousands of federal workers and the suspension of a wide range of governmental services, from economic data releases to nutrition benefits, until Congress manages to pass a funding bill that President Joe Biden, a Democrat, would sign into law. Taiwan unveiled its first domestically developed submarine on Thursday, a major step in a project aimed at strengthening the island's defence and deterrence against the Chinese Navy, though it wouldn't enter service yet for another 2 years. Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, has made the indigenous submarine program a key part of an ambitious project to modernise its armed forces, as Beijing stages almost daily military exercises to assert its sovereignty. U.S. Army Private Travis King landed at a U.S. military base in Texas early yesterday after being expelled from North Korea following his surprise dash across the heavily militarized border 2 months ago, a U.S. defense official told Reuters. King arrived on a U.S. military flight, landing at Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston, at around about 5:30 Greenwich Mean Time yesterday, the official reported. Television footage showed a group of people leaving a plane at the base at that time. And North Korea has adopted a constitutional amendment to enshrine its policy on nuclear force, state media reported on Thursday. As the country's leader pledged to accelerate production of nuclear weapons to deter what he called U.S. provocations. The Supreme People's Assembly unanimously adopted the revision that states North Korea develops highly nuclear weapons to ensure its rights to existence and to deter war, news agency KCNA reported after the conclusion on Wednesday of a 2-day meeting of the North's rubber stamp parliament. Ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh said on Thursday they were dissolving the breakaway statelet that they had defended for 3 decades, where more than half the population has fled since Azerbaijan launched a lightning offensive last week. In a statement, they said their self-declared republic of Artsakh would cease to exist by the 1st of January in what amounted to a formal capitulation to Azerbaijan. Donald Trump's Republican rivals clashed at a chaotic presidential debate on Wednesday, leveling attacks at the absent former president, Democratic President Joe Biden, and one other over issues from China to immigration to the economy. But as the debate ended, none of the 7 candidates on stage appeared to have secured the sort of breakout moment that would alter the dynamics of a primary contest that Trump has dominated for months, despite his 4 criminal indictments, which went virtually unmentioned during the 2-hour broadcast. Switzerland's glaciers suffered their second worst melt rate this year after record 2022 losses, shrinking their overall volume by 10% in the last 2 years, monitoring body GLAMOS said on Thursday. The 1-2 punch for Swiss glaciers during the country's third hottest summer on record means that they lost as much ice in 2 years as in the 3 decades before 1990, it said, describing the losses as catastrophic. Argentina's historic Plaza de Mayo, a square in the centre of Buenos Aires where crowds often gather to celebrate or protest, has become the scene for a regular silent nighttime vigil, growing numbers of people in poverty looking for a hot meal. The South American country is battling annual inflation of 124%, which has pushed poverty levels over 40% and is raising the chance that voters deliver a shock to the political elite by backing a radical outsider in general elections next month. And European shares, well, they edged lower for a sixth straight day on Thursday in choppy trading, with gains in energy stocks limiting losses, while investors awaited inflation data from Germany, the Eurozone's biggest economy. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index reversed early gains and slipped 0.2%. That was by 8.09 Greenwich Mean Time today, while Germany's DAX, that eased 0.2%. Investor focus turned to consumer price index data from Germany due to come out at 1200 Greenwich Mean Time ahead of the Eurozone inflation numbers on Friday. US oil futures, well, they jumped to their highest in more than a year on Thursday as a drop in crude stocks in the United States added to worries over tight global supplies from OPEC plus output cuts. By 8:28 Greenwich Mean Time, Brent crude futures, they were up 36 cents to $96.91 a barrel after rising to the highest since November earlier in the session. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were up 24 cents at $93.92 a barrel after rising above $95 earlier in the session for the first time since August of 2022. So there we go. There's a quick look at some of the items in the international business news for this morning, and a little bit of, well, the international world news as well, which is always rather depressing, really, isn't it? Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
There's rumors of war. Men dying and women crying. If you breathe the air, you'll die. Perhaps you wonder the reason why. But wait! Don't you worry. A new day is dawning. They catch the sun and the way we'll fly. It's better than it.
Well, I tell you what, if you haven't had your gas or electric bill yet, I'm sure they'll deliver it to you. Pacific Gas and Electric, that's what they're called. What a great name. Pacific Gas and Electric, and that was Are You Ready? Time on the Breakfast Show, just a few seconds away from 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you, don't forget, at 8 o'clock. Dr. Computer's going to be in chatting tech with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll also be checking with Ingrid. We'll check in with Yasmin as well. We'll be well during the course of the morning. Got a busy morning. Got a guest coming in the last hour as well, talking about that amazing event coming up, Chinese Gastronomy for the Moon Festival time. Always great fun. Talking of food, let's go over to Renee, shall we, in Athens, in Greece. Good morning to you, Renee. And she sent me these amazing, I mentioned earlier, sent me some amazing pictures of these lamb. I love lamb chops. Back to the housework, because I had a business lunch last night. And Renee says, good morning, busy cleaning house and packing today. We are taking a long weekend and going to pop over to Santorini tomorrow. Well, a lot of people here have said, don't go to Santorini. It's for tourists. Well, I know you're living there, but you're still a tourist, aren't you? So you can go. But we don't care, she says here. It's gorgeous there. We went many years ago for my 40th birthday. Come on, it's not that long ago. And we loved it. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you, something which no doubt you'll do. Soak Up the Sun from Sheryl Crow.
I'm gonna tell everyone to lighten up. There we go, Renee and Rick. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend over there in Santorini. Take your clothes to the ice and soak up the sun. Earlier on when we opened the program, we mentioned today was, was it Copernicus's birthday today? Confucius. It was his birthday today. 551 BC was when he was born. Now, moving on. We've got another birthday for you. This one I love. Thomas Crapper. Now, he was born on this day. The year was 1836. He was an English plumber who founded Thomas Crapper and Company in London. Contrary to widespread misconceptions, he did not invent the flush toilet. However, he did much to increase the popularity of the toilet and develop some important related inventions, such as the manhole covers. It's a ball cock. No, I'm not going to say any more about that. Yes, he did. Apparently, he invented the ball cock. This is a little thing that floats up and down and turns the water on and off. He was noted for the quality of his products and received several royal warrants. Well, we all know where the royal family went then, don't we? The manhole covers, let's get to the manhole covers, with Crapper's company name on them. They're in Westminster Abbey, and that's Thomas Crapper and Company. They're now in the Abbey, and are a minor tourist attraction as well. And there is a slang expression in the United Kingdom about if you're going to go to the toilet. I'm going for a never mind. big thanks to Thomas Crapper, that's all I can say.
I heard of it. and love your wife. Isn't this world enough? The gas that lets you live your life. Isn't this world enough? All those living in splendor and in sunshine. Isn't this world enough? Those who see calm going under the knife. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Those who see calm from under the knife. Isn't this world enough? Searching for answers in clouds and under rocks. Isn't this world enough? You starch your collar and pull on Sunday socks. Isn't this world enough? Seeking tips of the cap from your Superman. But isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stopped clock. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock. Isn't this world enough? While you're aboard, there'll be no deposit back from a cosmic landlord. You don't need to hang your hat on belief in bumper stickers. There'll be no love lost, just pull on that ripcord. Isn't this world enough? This world enough? This world, so isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? There'll be no love lost, just pull on that record. Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? From your first exhale to your very last breath. Isn't this world?
One of those songs where you expect them to do an intro after that, isn't it? There we go. That was Admiral Fallow and Isn't This World Enough, which I guess really is a pretty good intro to the top of the hour when we take a look at the news. Oh, really? Isn't this world enough?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your face.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. You'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
two in a row. We started off with I love it, the Johnny Diesel, that was it, and the Injectors, and Don't Need Love. And followed on there, that was Stanford, and Wishing You Well. Time on the Breakfast Show. Let's see if we can find out what is happening with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Thursday, and the day is starting off pretty beautiful. Look at that big blue sky. Lots of fluffy clouds. Wow, I'm hoping we're going to have a nice day today. Driving into the city, got to do some medical appointments. You know that thing where you got to test your eyes every now and then, make sure that your eyes are okay, and you got to get glasses, something like that. Anyways, going to be doing that. Understand that there's an Oktoberfest Friday and Saturday. Going to hit one of those up and then play some pipes on Saturday. So tomorrow will be, yes indeed, Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I'm going to research that tonight and record you something for the morning. But right now I'm sitting here looking at these beautiful flowers. I think that's called a fire bush. I'm not sure. All I know is that the cook picked it up one day on the side of the road, and now we have these beautiful purple and pinky flowers everywhere because she's harvested the seeds, and she's made herself a little fairy garden, you know, where out by her Lady Lanyap, she threw some seeds down in the ground, and next thing you know, we got some flowers blooming and going to town. Everything's going to get a little trimmed today. Our guy, the gardener's coming. He's going to chop, 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 never stop. Clean up some things, get things looking good for the weekend. And it's always going to be a good weekend when you know it's Oktoberfest is coming. Yes, indeed. You are a fan of Oktoberfest. If you're a fan of the German food, an Oompa band. Ooh, yeah, I haven't had that in a while. I miss those days. Growing up in Ohio, we had a lot of German influence in that area. So we had Oktoberfest, Bratwurst festivals, you know, beer festivals, you name it. And it was very Germantown. So it was a lot of fun growing up and having that thing. And now I'm going to have a little revisit with that and take the cook and say, hey, let's do some German stuff. Yeah. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Aha, Frau Lulebreise, ich liebe dich. Yeah, just a little German, just a little. Anyways, so tomorrow is the Freaky Friday Fun Facts. We'll figure out something between now and tomorrow. Until then, you all be safe and get off the road. Back to you in the studio.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. I think I can make it now.
There we go. Yes, that's what a trip to the optician will do for you. Jimmy Cliff there. and I can see clearly now. Big thanks to Ingrid, of course, as always, for our everyday story of country or on the way into the city folk here on the show. And to say a very good morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. And how has your week been? You saw your last.
Pretty busy.
That's good.
Yes. I would hate it to be otherwise.
Absolutely. Agree with you. I never get busy, really.
Okay.
Same old sort of relaxed and... right. We were sort of... you were saying yesterday. It's coming up to that time of the year again.
Mm-hmm.
Year again when we all sort of look for these special offers and black shopping.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, because you said you things we should know.
Oh, definitely. I mean, right after Amazon Prime Day, which was a couple of weeks ago, comes the what's been hailed as Panama's Black Week for a couple of years now. And it's interesting because they want to get ahead of the Black Friday offers that some stores have elsewhere in the world, mainly in the U.S., right after Thanksgiving and all of that. And the shopping season kind of starts this week. And a lot of shops have, you know, put out their wares and everything. Mostly, I'm guessing, to get rid of old inventory so they can make way for the new stuff that they've probably ordered from China a couple of weeks ago.
And which is still sitting here in the canal waiting to go to where it is supposed to be going.
Probably. I think you can see a lot less ships nowadays.
Yeah, it seems to be clearing up a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty tight for a while. But it's important to know a couple of things when you go shopping, especially for things like electronics and anything that's digital related. I think if I had to sum it up in just one tip for everyone, the most important one is always stick to your budget. Just make sure that you have a known amount that you can and will spend and don't go over. It's so easy to go over because maybe the stuff you can afford is just barely there, but then there's this there's other one that has just the slightest bit of, you know, more technology in it or whatever. It's what happens, for example, with the latest iPhones. You get the 15 and the 15 Plus, but the Pro has like newer features that the regular one, the Plus, doesn't have. I know a lot of people that are sticking to their iPhone 11 because when the 12 came out, it was just a little bit better. The 13 was just a little bit better and so on. And nothing like major that people really could use has come up.
I was following somebody, in actual fact, yesterday was talking about the iPhone and taking some of the statements from, was it Tim Cook or... And he says it's the same old statement. This is the best iPhone that we've ever made and whatever. But when he was going in and looking at the specs, and he says, it isn't. It's pretty, you know, standard. The design's never changed. Well, the design's got to... But, no, I mean, I think with things like that, if you're going to buy, you know, if you go, for instance, if you go to Amazon, and what I found is go look for a refurbished phone. You get some really good deals from Amazon, and they guarantee it, I think, for about 90 days. But I've got a pair of Sony MX-1000, or the earbuds, which I've had for about 3 years, four years now, refurbished. Cost me probably about one-third, half of the price. Perfect. So do shop around. I think you're right. Don't take the first thing you look at and...
Definitely. One of my friends, she owns a dance academy a couple of blocks away. Her last like three or four iPhones have been refurbished from Amazon, and she's had very good experience with that.
Yeah.
They usually come in with like very close to 100% battery capacity, because they're usually returns from people who maybe bought the phone in July and then the new one came out in September and said, I'm going to get the new one, so... They give the old one in trade-in or whatever. And then they get repackaged and resold. And it's not like you get a charger in the new phone anyway. So
yeah, no, that's true.
It's pretty much the same as buying it new, only it's been previously used for a couple of days by someone.
And in actual fact, this is the last thing I bought from them. It's the... Samsung Galaxy Watch 4, I think they're up to 6 at the moment, and again, refurbished from Amazon, I think cost me about $90 or something ridiculous, you know, and it's perfect.
Now, that being said, one of the things that I tell people about the budget part is that make sure your budget also includes things like cases and protection. Mm-hmm. In the sense that, mm-hmm. let's say you have $100 to buy a smartwatch, but make sure that you get, for example, a smartwatch for maybe 75 or 80 to take care of, like, the shipping costs and whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe have, like, $10 left over for perhaps something like a glass protector. Mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. you know, these latest smartwatches, the big brand ones, are a lot more scratch resistant than they used mm-hmm. to be, but mm-hmm. they're not scratch proof. So it's not a bad idea to, you know, make sure you budget enough for like a $4 or a $10 scratch protection mm-hmm. Glass thing that you can put in on top.
They are pretty sturdy. I mean, this one here, this is my old one, which is still working. It's fine. It's just that it hasn't got some of the updated features, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to monitoring health, et cetera, et cetera. This is the original Galaxy Watch.
Yeah.
And as I say, there's not a mark on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, something, you know what it's like, you've sort of hit a door or mm-hmm. something like that. And it's never given me a problem. I must admit, I've never put a protector on a watch. What I am looking for, though, perhaps you can help, is with my, mm-hmm. my big phone, mm-hmm. which is my, Samsung Galaxy
S23 Ultra.
Ultra, which mm-hmm. I have got to really love.
Mm-hmm.
I tried with a screen protector mm-hmm. that I got, which mm-hmm. is one that sort of goes on with like mm-hmm. a glue,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like the way it did it. Natura, who can I go to here who is an expert and will put a screen protector on it for me?
The first guys I would call would be the guys at Salva Mi Máquina. Mainly
oh, really?
Because
hmm?
They not only sell, like, refurbished phones mm-hmm. and everything.
Again, that's a good place to look if you're
exactly.
looking.
Exactly. They're usually phones that are previously owned by people who then trade them in and mm-hmm. ask mm-hmm. the guys at Salva Mi Máquina to maybe pass the information on from one phone to the other and then leave it there as a trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
I've left a couple of phones and computers there for trade-in that are now in somebody else's hands right now. And I would ask them first because since they also repair phones,
mm-hmm.
they usually will tend to use the ones that don't damage the phone when you have to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
thing I've seen a lot of cheaper glass protection systems is that when you take them out, you can kind of rip the screen with them because they stick to the screen in
and
such
also,
a way.
I think it's worth remembering because, I mean, you look at these, it's very, very fine. But they do have a protection on it, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they have Gorilla Glass version 5 or something mm-hmm, like that, which mm-hmm. is pretty sturdy. So it's mostly for scratch protection.
Mm-hmm.
Shatter protection is something else. That's something you need a good case for, especially ones that cover all the edges and everything mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. when it falls, it dissipates some of the energy. So you have to be careful with that. I know, for example, my I have a niece who has a Nintendo Switch console, and she got a cheap glass protector for it. The glass protector got scratched, and she said, well, I'm going to replace it. So she took it out very carefully, and even though she was really careful, it kind of stuck to a little bit of the screen, so mm-hmm. she's got a little dent on the screen right now. And that screen you can probably get for like $70, but hey, that's like, you know, a week's worth of groceries for some people.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I must have been on one of my older phones.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a protector on it, mm-hmm. and it dropped, and it obviously dropped at an angle, and it was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the screen protector that was shattered. The screen underneath was fine.
Fortunately, it took yeah. the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that I, you know, on the flip side of the refurbished thing, if you want to get a phone, for example, from certain vendors, Apple is one of them. I know that other vendors also do that. And you want to get an extended warranty on it mm-hmm. from the vendor mm-hmm. themselves,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go for a new one. That's the only thing. For example, this iPad that I have here, I bought it new. I did trade in my older iPad for it, but I bought it new.
Mm-hmm.
And even before I left the store, I was online getting AppleCare for it. The one thing about AppleCare is it's not available for Apple iCloud accounts or whatever that are in Panama. You have to have like a U.S. AppleCare, a U.S. account for AppleCare to kick in. Fortunately, I set up my Apple account like more than 10 years ago.
Why is Panama excluded?
Reasons, I guess. I mean, they're...
Here we go again. Second-class citizens.
I know. And the thing is, I did set it up for a three-year warranty, and it expired just a little bit ago. I never needed it, but it was good to have it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, we would never travel abroad like we do now without getting health insurance.
Exactly.
And to be quite honest with you, for what it gives you, it's peanuts. You can get it for, if you're... flights are cancelled, or it basically covers everything. And you're absolutely right. I mean, with these pieces of equipment, they are expensive. And I don't know, in actual fact, I'm not sure if I have anything for this one. Where would I do that, Ms. Samson?
Probably I would go to the store that's a couple of blocks away here in Multiplaza and ask them. And if they don't have it, you can ask around. Maybe your insurance agent can let you know if there's anything regarding that. I know there's a place called Garantía Extendida here in Panama. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're still around or whatever. I've dealt with them in the past, and they would allow you to buy some sort of insurance through them for pretty much any device that you buy. Okay. So it's not a bad idea to ask around.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to make an investment for the long run, it's always a good idea. And second of all, if I wanted to sell, for example, this phone here that I have, it's got a three-year warranty because I paid for the additional warranty. Mm-hmm. So
and that would go with the phone?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It kind of adds to the resale value. Mm-hmm. So it's always... And if you're going to give it away to a family member, what a nice gesture to have. Them enjoy an extra couple of months worth of warranty because you actually took the time to do that. So
here's another question, because when I was looking, the amount of money, because I was thinking, by the way, I got my money back from Cable and Wireless.
That's awesome.
It took them 30 seconds to push a button and put $1,749.29 on my bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken me 6 months to get it back. After four different attempts. Oh, yes, you're quite right. And then you have to do the paperwork again because you get somebody else and so on. Eventually, I got it back after 6 months. So beware, because what is it originally? I thought, okay, well, I'll use it. It's on my account to get a new phone. Well, we don't know how to do that. They don't know how to give you your credit against an expensive. And it's well overcharged. Well overcharged. I mean, I worked it, and it comes to about $1,700, $1,800 by the time you pay there. And I went and I bought it from, where has the Samsung? I went to the Samsung store in Multiplaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It's now a Multimax, I think.
Oh. Well, exactly. It always was, technically. They were just, franchising the name and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's completely different. It's all very crowded and cramped. But anyway, they gave me a very good deal. So, do shop around and good luck.
Also, be sure to, research what you're going to buy. I've seen a lot of cases where people would buy things like, let's say, for example, an Amazon tablet, which they're great, by the way. I love them and whatever. But they don't have access to the Google Play Store.
No.
For example. So if you want to get...
Can you talk about... Are you still referring to a Kindle? Or?
Yeah, the Kindle tablet from Amazon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the Google Play Store. It's not a Google
station. No, it's like an independent, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Amazon App Store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a lot of stuff there. In fact, a lot of people install the Amazon App Store on Huawei devices so they can get access to a bunch of other apps that are not necessarily available.
And they work on
perfectly. It's an Android device. It's just not blessed by Google.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
Kind of an apostate kind of thing.
The thing is, in today's age, and with the, I have my tablets a Xiaomi, which is an amazing piece of kit for a relatively low cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I could put that on there, and because these days, why would you need a Kindle?
Mm-hmm.
Because if most tablets would handle that.
If you want a, for example, a device for children that you can monitor and things like that, it doesn't have the same kind of access to whatever kind of apps are in the Google App Store, it's not a bad idea.
Can you put things like WhatsApp on it and stuff like that?
No. You could run the WhatsApp web version on it. Okay. So it does work. For example, there's no WhatsApp for the iPad, but I can log on to my browser and tie it to my phone and then answer my WhatsApp messages on the iPad. So that's always available. But the Kindle is a nice thing to have, although I'd rather have like an actual more full-fledged Android tablet, such as the ones from Samsung and Xiaomi and everybody else, or like an iPad if you're into that ecosystem, or like a Surface tablet if you're more into the Windows devices. Mm-hmm. And I would use an actual paper display, e-ink display, Amazon for reading. I have one, and I use it because the battery lasts for weeks because it's an e-ink display, not an LCD. And you can read it pretty well in a very sunny environment. In fact, it's easier to read.
Because it is actually like paper.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I use, this thing here. I've had this quite a while now.
What is it called? The Rewrite? No, Remarkable.
This is the Remarkable. Mm-hmm. And it is so good. I mean, for work, if you take it to meetings. Now it's got a type case for it as well. You take it to meetings, you can type your notes. And of course, you know, you can read, you can put books on here. And also, the beauty of it is you write on it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good tool for business and students. Students love these things.
Now, if you are getting a tablet or whatever, try to budget in something like a keyboard case. As you can see, for example, in the one that I have here from Logitech, it allows me to do a lot more than with the regular touch keyboard on the screen, and it doesn't take up half the screen when I'm typing something. So that's always welcome. And you can also use it on your cell phone in the sense that a lot of these keyboard combos and whatever for tablets work through Bluetooth. You can also use them on your phones and such. Also, if you want, you can get like a USB controller for games, or you can get a USB mouse and keyboard and hook it up to your either phone or tablet, usually just using what's called an OTG or on-the-go adapter. You can get one for iOS devices. It's called a camera adapter because it lets you connect cameras through USB, but it also works for low-power devices, such as, for example, a keyboard, a mouse, or a game control. Something else that a lot of people run out of space on their phones and tablets because they take so much pictures and video, and then they say, well, I have to pay more for the iCloud and things like that. You don't really have to. If you use one of these OTG adapters or USB adapters, you can connect external USB drives, not the big ones like the SSDs or the hard drives, because those require a lot of power. You could, in theory, connect that with a USB-powered hub, but that kind of, it's clunky and whatever. But if you can get a USB adapter for your phone or your tablet, you can always use the Files application on your phone or tablet to move these photos off of the phone and make some space available, and then copy those over to maybe an external hard drive that you have on your computer or something like that, so you can keep them without having to pay cloud fees and things like that. That's also a great idea, what you're holding in your hand.
Yeah, this is I took one with me when I went on vacation, and I couldn't find it. It was in my case all the time, but never mind. So I bought one while I was away. This one is really kind of cute because it's just like a little cross, but it's got USB 3.
Micro USB, USB-C, and Lightning at the same time.
And the full-size USB.
And you can put in a micro SD card.
Exactly. And that's neat because that slides in where the USB 2 thing is, because it's the right size. You just slide. So what I do is I take another micro SD of a reasonable size, and then what I do is I move them across onto there, not just purely for space, but also for security.
Yeah.
If I was to lose my phone or whatever, I've still got them on here, and I do that sort of like daily, just plug it in. These are so incredibly useful. And like you say, OTG, you just plug it in and you're done.
And those cost about $10.
They're not expensive. This one cost me a little bit more. I was a tourist. but the other one I got is a sort of longer one, but that's basically the same thing. They are so useful. Yep. And like I said, that would work with any system.
Speaking of Black Week still, if you're going to buy stuff like for your kitchen or your home or whatever, please take care of the handling of the warranty and what the terms and conditions are. A lot of the times I see a lot of people protesting on social media saying, what? Now that I bought this and I go back to the store, they tell me to that I have to go somewhere else. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, if you have a problem with a device like a fridge or a stove or an oven or whatever, you usually get a couple of days where if you have a problem, they'll return it right away and exchange it for something new. But usually after 30 days, you have to go to like a shop where they'll have a look at it and whatever. Always, you know, try to shop around to get the best deals on the warranty itself and ask around, ask your neighbors, ask your friends, your colleagues, and so on about their experiences with certain devices and certain brands.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a brand experience will be the same all over their product line, but sometimes you'll have different lines of products that have different kinds of customer experiences. For example, you have pretty low-end $40 printers that are almost, unfortunately, expendable. They're kind of a junk, but you have other printers that are a little bit more expensive, like the one you have over there with the refillable ink, that will probably last until they stop making ink cartridges for it.
Well, to be honest with you, this one with the liquid ink can last forever.
Yeah.
You buy the cartridges and they don't last five minutes. The only thing I'm getting now is I'm getting an error message occasionally, not all the time, to replace the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because they still do have a cartridge, which is the one that sort of has to do all the work with regards to computation. So I just have to turn it off, turn it back on. Because it's probably not going to be quite so easy finding the cartridge.
Yeah, I usually get them from places like Amazon and eBay.
Yeah, that's
the
what
ones
I would
in
do.
Amazon are usually what's called new old stock, in the sense that it is old stock, but it's never been opened. And on eBay, you usually get refurbished ones, which, you know, tend to be good, but I would always look at the feedback from the seller. And speaking of places where people resell stuff online, I've heard a lot about an application lately called Temu. Have you heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you've probably heard of Alibaba, and eBay and whatever. Mm-hmm. People sell their stuff in their online stores, and the online store gets a cut of that sale. Well, I've heard a lot of things about an app called Temu and people buying stuff on it that doesn't look like what the picture is on the advertisement and things like that. If you're going to use that app or whatever, I would suggest you go on YouTube and search for the Temu app and people's comments on it. I think it's overdue for some sort of shakeup or whatever because, unfortunately, because it's been so successful, a lot of shady retailers have come in, and it becomes so big and unwieldy.
I personally don't like using anything. I don't know. Is that based in China?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will not buy anything from China. Although I have a pair of shock absorbers with springs on their way, which apparently was bought on Amazon. Now I found out, and I'm tracking with FedEx, comes from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's sort of delayed a week because it's done. I checked, it's stuck somewhere with these people in Hong Kong. Oh, God, you know.
Either that or it's probably stuck outside there and you can look at them from here with your binoculars.
Yes, that's true. But let me just follow on that because I tell you what, if I'm going to buy anything, if I'm going to buy anything, especially electronics or whatever, I spend days on YouTube. Looking at all the different reviews, looking what various people say. Some, you know, obviously don't just listen to the people that got good things to say. Listen to the people that have, you know, a proper outlook. I spend days doing that before I actually make up my decision to buy it. And I get an idea of what price I should be paying. But also, do bear in mind, you can find ways of fixing virtually anything. YouTube, to me, is the most amazing way of getting information. For instance, I'm having a few bits of work done. I purchased the engine mounts for my car. I've got a 13-year-old car. It's a Freelander. And I went onto eBay, onto YouTube, and I found a guy showing you exactly how to change the engine mounts on a Freelander. You can find so much information, how to reset your ECU without using a computer, you know, one of these plug-in computers to do it. You know, the guy just said, well, what you have to do is this. Turn, you know, when you can turn off the, disconnect the battery, get a jump lead, put one on the positive, one on the negative. When it's disconnected, of course, leave it for about 30 minutes. That'll drain the capacitors. That'll drain all the information. Then you can put it back on. That'll clear everything on there apart from what was originally. It's like doing a factory reset, I guess, in a way. And it works.
Yeah.
And you know, so please, you know, it's amazing. Just go on and search on YouTube. And you can find the answer to virtually everything.
If you have a lot of spare time in your hands and some nostalgia, for example, like, I don't know, somebody else, not me, you can find things like old video game consoles like the Nintendo 64, the Atari, and whatever, and find videos on YouTube on how to repair them. So you can get them for pennies on the dollar on Facebook Marketplace or whatever. I've got two Nintendo 64s at home. I just got from China the screwdrivers, the special screwdrivers that these use, which are kind of reverse Torx or inverse Torx. And that's going to be my weekend hobby project for the next couple of weeks, probably, to try and get them back to operating condition, just like I did with my Atari 2600, my Amiga 500, and hopefully one day maybe an Apple II computer. Remember those?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And the Atari 800s and the Atari STs and so on. I'd really like to, you know, try my hand at getting these fixed because they were part of my childhood and growing up with computers and things like that. So that's always fun.
I remember my first computer like it was yesterday.
Speccy from Spectrum?
No, no. They called
ZX81?
No, no. They called it
BBC Micro?
Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh.
That was it.
Yeah.
It's a computer and you had the knobs and you could do pictures with it.
Yeah. Much better than those cave paintings you had so much fun earlier with.
Yes, yes. Remember doing a few of those.
Spitting on your hand. Like
but, no, no. What a, you know, the information we have at our fingertips these days, whether it be with YouTube or, you know, when we go on vacation, we do the same thing. We watch the videos about these people that go to Venice or they go to Munich or whatever, and you see the thing and you see where you want to go. And then when you go there, you got, you know, virtually half your holidays already planned. You don't have to worry, think about it.
I used to do that with Google Maps where when I was going to Vegas for the first time over 10 years ago for a CES and things like that. I would go on Google Maps, look at the street view, and make sure I knew what was next to what and how to get to places and things like that. Even a couple of weeks ago when I went to Brazil or Costa Rica, I would go on the street view and look at everything so I wouldn't get lost. And I would pre-download the maps just in case I didn't have data. That's always important.
And like when you're looking for what we use, when you're looking for a hotel, it was great. We were going, it's a number of years ago now, we went to, used street view, found a hotel we thought we liked. Use street view, you can stand right in front of the hotel. Some of them you can even go in and have a look around. But also we look and says, oh, look, this is good because there's a laundromat just over the road and there's so-and-so and so-and-so and you can walk down the street, see how long it takes you to get to the sort of tourist areas. So useful, really, really useful. You can travel, actually, and be cheap. You can travel, don't go anywhere. Just go on street view. And, it's, of course, it's here in Panama as well, by the way. Our friend Dominic, he does all that, and he's got a street view on there. So if you're ever coming to visit the studio, you can stand in front of Edificio Saboga on street view so you know exactly what it looks like.
That's true.
Which is a good idea. Anyway, Alex, look, we're just about out of time. What have you got planned for this coming week?
Well,
anything happening in tech now? Is it all sort of, are we getting up to Christmas? I mean, apart from Tim Cook.
Well, I'd have to look at my calendar, but I know that at least it looks like a lot of the events are picking up. It used to be that events were few and far between, especially, you know, after the pandemic and whatever. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a couple of interesting events coming up either this week or next. There's a lot of stuff going on in the tech world, and I'll keep you guys posted. By the way, if you're over 50 and like myself, there's a Silver Economy Forum on October 5th. And it's a forum where they'll have speakers and people coming in from all over the world talking about how there's so many people living so much longer lives and more productive lives nowadays that it's become a very important economic niche, what's called the silver economy. Products, services, and things that are catered to older folks, especially around technology and tourism and things like that. And they're going to be having that in, let's see, the Latin American Parliament building. That's going to be there on October 5th.
Is that Parlison?
No, I think so it's Parlatino.
Oh, you can't stay there then. I think I've got an invite for that, actually. I saw that. It came up, I think, on my computer the other day. I think I said to Yasmin, so I'm going, that's for old people.
Yeah.
And because I'm sort of not past 50 yet, really.
I did talk about it on my radio show yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to talk to Professor Victor Lopez, who's handling that among a very important group of people in academia and in retail and so on. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
It will be interesting, yeah.
It reminded me a lot of...
And very slow.
I'm sure it won't be. It will probably be very fast-paced. It reminds me of a conference I attended with Dr. Vinton Cerf, who's one of the two guys who hooked up a couple of computers back in 69, which we now call the Internet. And the conference was, afraid of the Internet? No, we invented it. And he just turned 80, and he's still going strong.
My mother, God bless, she was 90 in her 90s, you know. She was always using a computer, and she'd be on Google, she'd be doing it, she'd get her emails. A lot of older folk, I mean me, I mean I'm knocking on a bit, and I mean I just love technology. Mm-hmm. I couldn't write anything or do anything, but I use it, and I mean, you know, our whole studio is built on that. I wasn't quite so old when I built it, but never mind. Anyway, Alex, as always, thank you so very much for spending time with us.
Glad to
be here.
I know
you're busy and spending time. So, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're just at the top of the hour. We are just a couple of seconds away from 9 o'clock. So if you miss the news at 8, sit tight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down. Get down on it.
you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Star with Systematic, or System Addict in actual fact. Time on the breakfast show, 23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And I tell you what, our friend, Milagros Esquivel, producer of this event, which is coming up over the next couple of days, she, before coming to the breakfast show, she was going to Telemetro for an interview on Telemetro this morning, which was apparently at 8 o'clock. And she just got in touch with us not so long ago and said she's still waiting. How can you do that on TV? So anyway, Milagros can't make it, unfortunately. She's not going to be able to get here in time, which is a shame. But this is the type of things that people like Telemetro do just to keep us quiet. Believe that, you believe anything. Anyway, it's Foodie Night. It's presented by Nora, N-O-U-R-A, Nora Residences. Now, it's a Foodie Night, on Saturday from 4 p.m. until 1 a.m.
4 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's got a good night, isn't it? So that's on the 30th of September. And on the Sunday, that's Saturday, and on the Sunday, from 4 p.m. till midnight, it's that's October the 1st. Good grief. That's going to be fun, isn't it? So I wonder if the good lady would like to go to that. We'll have to check it out. So that's foodie night, Saturday from 4 p.m. until 1 a.m. And I tell you, I'm reading this out. I've got it here on the thing. It's going to take place at the Ranch Park of Paseo del Norte in Panama City. I don't know where that is, but I'm going to get out my map, like we're talking with Alex, get out my my Google map and see exactly where that is. Ranch Park, that's spelled R-A-C-H, Ranch Park of Paseo del Norte in Panama City. Saturday and Sunday, both days from 4 p.m. onwards. So there you go. That's it. We'll be, no doubt, so Yasmin will be reminding you about that again tomorrow as well. Now, I tell you what, I was taking a little bit of a rummage round, in fact, some of the information Neil sent me this morning. And I'm going to go back. This is some of the entertainment events. I'm going to go back to the year 1958. Now, this is a song called To Know Him Is to Love Him. You might have heard it. It's been done many, 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 many times. But this was the first version, To Know Him Is to Love Him. It was by the Teddy Bears, and it was released on this day in 1958. Now, the song was written and composed by Phil Spector, who was 18 years of age. Written and composed by an 18-year-old Phil Spector. Of course, he went on to the Phil Spector Wall of Sound, and needless to say, got into trouble with some other things as well. Here's Marvin Gaye on The Breakfast Show. This is called Save the Children. It's the Detroit Mix.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world. Despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
The flowers will grow.
Grief, where did he go? He disappeared quickly, didn't he? Marvin Gaye there. That's the end of the mix. We are 27 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10. Just sorting out a couple of pieces of music because Yaz has found a couple of people born on this day in music. So we'll check in with Yaz in just a moment. Taking us there, how about this one? It's from Tucker. Spelled T-U-C-K-A. Appointments only.
You
Oh, I do like that. Nice bit of funk there coming from Tucker, T-U-C-K-A. Appointments only. I'll make my appointment with Yasmin. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday, isn't it? Gone, isn't it? Already, really. Well, the show, for the show, anyway.
Yes.
So, because the good lady gets back today.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to do some housework.
No.
Anyway, how was last night? Because you tell me you went to a show or something.
A concert, yeah. Teatro Baloa. That was excellent.
Mm, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was free, but it was awesome.
So, yes, tell me, what was that then?
That was the Orquesta Sinfónica de Panama,
mm-hmm.
with Maestro Jorge Ledesma Bradley,
mm-hmm.
and they were wearing costumes because the music was from the movies.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. You didn't even tell me about that. Yes.
No, because I didn't want anybody to go. And it was crowded. That's why. You know, because that was on social media. And you can see every post, they had like 900 likes. And I was like, oh, gosh.
So
it
got, got as many likes as we do then.
Oh, yes.
We get nine.
So, yeah, it was crowded. A lot of people couldn't make it. Yeah, it was awesome. Perfect. So we really enjoyed it.
Oh,
even Maestro Bradley was wearing a cape.
Oh, he's brilliant. We must get him in for a chat, because I like what they're doing, because they're sort of like, was it Maestro Bradley? Was it Maestro Bradley who did the one with the pop group?
I don't know.
No, that was Mata, wasn't it?
Mata, Carlos Mata.
I think it might have, no, I'm just sure. Anyway, I'm getting confused. But, it's not difficult, really, is it? We should get them in and have a chat, because I like it because they're moving away from just purely classical music, aren't they? And doing a lot of other things, and working with pop bands as well, these big orchestras, which is great.
Yes, and they're going to have more free concerts, so you just go to the... No, because it's not about movies, so... Everybody can go. To that one.
I don't want to go to that one, so I'm going to tell everybody about it. Yeah. Love the rest of it.
Yeah, you can check out the Instagram account of Mi Cultura.
Oh, okay.
And there they have the whole calendar for October. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And tomorrow we'll be doing What, Where and When anyway, won't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, as for today, you said you're going to take a rummage around, find a couple of people born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the first one. Is Ben E. King.
Oh, what a guy.
His real name was Benjamin Earl Nelson, soul and R&B singer with the Drifters, who had the 1960 US number one and UK number two single Save the Last Dance for Me. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1987 UK number one solo single Stand By Me, first released in 1961.
Yeah, I know. Incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so you like Save the Last Dance for Me?
Yes.
Well, I was thinking you didn't tell me about that concert. I'm going to play the other one. Here he is, Mr. Benny King, Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling, darling, stand by me. By me, oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry.
just as long as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Come on, you know that one.
Oh, yes, I love that one too.
That's an absolute classic, that one. And so there's been some good covers of that one as well. There's one by The Corrs, which I play quite a lot, which is really, really good. But can't beat the original, you know.
Exactly.
That's what I reckon.
So,
Who's the other one?
The other one is Melody Thornton. She was born in 1984, singer, the Pussycat Dolls.
Just a mere child, for heaven's sake.
2005, US number 2 and UK number 1 with their debut single, Don Cha, featuring Busta Rhymes. The Pussycat Dolls became only the fourth ever girl band to enter the UK charts at number 1 with their debut single.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember it, I don't think. We'll soon find out, though, won't we?
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen. You see the get hot every time I come through when I step up in the spot. Make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick. Yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler
before you leave.
I know
you like me.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you?
Fight the feeling.
Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to leave a happy home. Let's keep it friendly.
Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair.
You have to play fair.
See, yeah. I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna want to share.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Don't you?
Okay, I see how it's going down.
Don't you?
Seem like shorty want a little menage to pop off or something.
Let's go.
Well, let me
get straight to it. A broad won't watch it. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. And shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like she really wanna do it. Try to put it on me till my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, get you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty all on me cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all. If y'all can get close, so I can hit the boat for y'all. Don't worry about it,
son. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Oh. Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
All right, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was
right. Well, there we go then.
Mm-hmm. I remember that song, but a different version. You remember that one?
I do not remember that one.
No?
I think it was one of the Pussycat Dolls that Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver, used to go out with.
Oh, yeah?
That song's not too bad until that bloke starts talking.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Buster, I can't rhyme. Why do they do that? I mean, it's not bad until he starts talking.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you know when this was, when you're screwed listening to modern music, when it says featuring, and there's always somebody featuring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a rapper and I don't know it. Anyway, listen, I tell you what, I want to go back to Stand By Me by Benny King, because, you know, we're looking at the fact that it sort of became a number one hit in the UK in 1987. It was released in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up some information here, and it says King's record went to number one on the R&B charts and was a top 10 hit on the US charts twice. In its original release, entering the Billboard chart on the 13th of May of 1961 and peaking at number four on June 16th of 61. And a 1986 re-release coinciding with its use as the theme song for the film of the same name, Stand By Me, following its appearance in the film when it peaked at number nine on December the 20th of 1986. January 3rd of 1987. Now, the song is also heard in the televised advertisement of Levi's 501 jeans. In the commercial, a man wearing a black denim jean is able to enter a nightclub whose policy is no blue jeans. Stand By Me also topped the charts in Canada, Ireland, and the United Kingdom upon its re-release. In the latter country, so that's England, the song topped the UK singles charts in January of 1987, mostly because of the TV commercial.
Hmm.
So there you go, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Got at least a little bit, because we were like that. We didn't watch anything, and we used to have a lot of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good, I like that song. What's that from then? Oh, that's a blue jeans. But you know what? There was another classic song, which also became a big hit, because it was used in a jeans advert. Dinah Washington. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't think so.
Mad About the Boy. And if I remember rightly, there's this guy in jeans, he was sort of jumping over hedges and swimming pools and all sorts of things. This is the song, it's a brilliant one.
Stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the can about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy? This odd diversity of misery and joy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
There you go. Have you heard that one before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Mad About the Boy, Diana Washington. And that was another one that was sort of released a long time ago. In actual fact, it goes all the way back because it was written with, well, it's written by Noel Coward. And that's going back to 1932.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then Diana Washington got her hands on it. And she did two versions of the song twice. Firstly, on the 24th of March in 52, with orchestral accompaniment by Walter Rodell. And then in 1961, with Quincy Jones. Great version of that. But the 1952 version was released as a single, but the 61 version was not given a single release until 1992. The song was one of the 40 songs she recorded with Quincy Jones. But that one, you see, it says the version, Washington's version, was popularized for a new generation when it was used as a backing track in a 1992 television advertisement for Levi Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay.
So you get good soundtrack, Levi Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
It says a young man runs through an American suburban neighborhood, stripping down to only his jeans, invades private gardens, and dives into a series of swimming pools to shrink them. And the recording was re-released by Mercury and got into the UK charts.
Wow.
There you go, you see. Live and learn on this program, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've got nothing else to do. Anyway, Lou, what you got planned for today?
Today, just work.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And relax. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got housework.
Oh, yes.
Run around with a mop. Anyway, look, have a great day, yes?
Thank you.
And we'll be back for TGIF tomorrow.
Exactly.
All right, with what, where and when, everything else, and our freaky fun facts from Ingrid.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, for now, have a good time.
Thank you.
And we'll be back together tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes.
Bye.
So big thanks this morning to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us here on this morning's show. Always great to have Alex when he can join us. And also big thanks, well, our guest couldn't make it. No, it wasn't her fault. Telemetro screwed up our program. So she was coming in. She's going to be talking about that event, which is coming up at the weekend. It's going to be it's Chinese cuisine, I guess, celebrating the new moon. Right, big thanks to, Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk, and I'm on my way into the city folk, to Yasmin for all the work she does here. She does all our production work, she does our work for the interviews and everything else. Go and work in Telemetro, Yasmin. Anyway, big thanks to Yasmin. She does all the work in the studio. Big thanks to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the UK. Gets a lot of our background information on the show. And also to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, keep us up and running. To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, as always, thank you so very much for being with us on the show. We'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, please do it carefully. Why? Well, because tomorrow at 7, what do we want to be doing? We want to be doing? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.